afternoon, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H as they sponsor reports from the 2017 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransco.com. That's ITCTransco.com. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit PollardFarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale. All right, welcome back. The cash cattle trade today was quite limited, with just a handful of dressed sales reported in parts of the north. Thanks to decent movement in most areas on Wednesday, the lion's share of cash trading may be done for the week. According to the midday report, the national hog base is 88 cents lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. Meanwhile, corn prices 3 to 4 cents lower today, pressured by friendly South American weather that's conducive for double crop planting and larger than expected world stock supplies. The stock market was mixed today in late morning choppiness. Currently, the Dow Jones is 2 points lower, NASDAQ up 3 points. In live cattle, contracts were moderately higher in late morning business, somewhat supported by impressive evidence of stable packer demand for live inventory. Beef cutouts, though, were higher today, up 82 cents to $1.15 with live box movement. Meanwhile, in feeder cattle, traders appeared to be doing decent work, sustaining a decent rally throughout the session. Contracts opened on a firm basis and continued to sport gains of 82 to 147 points. Besides firming action in the live market, feeder buying may be encouraged by both lower corn prices and the premium status of the cash index. And grain futures were mostly lower today, with bearishness resulting from today's USDA report amplified by a break to new 3-month lows by crude oil. Corn prices drifted lower, breaking May futures below moving average support to a test of its trend line off December and February lows. Traders weren't expecting USDA to cut ending stocks much today, though stronger usage for biofuels might lead to a reduction in supplies later. Soybeans posted new 8-week lows this morning, breaking May futures below the 200-day moving average that's helped to define the rally over the last 6 months. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mixed today in fairly narrow trade ahead of the USDA report. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.